Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Hey!
Hi! Happy Tuesday!
Oh, is that it?
Yeah, that's it. I had to think like twice. Like right when I was saying Tuesday, like, is it Tuesday? Yeah, it's Tuesday. It's Tuesday. We good.
Good morning. It is May the 12th. Just Tuesday? Are you sure, Alex?
Just Tuesday. But the
can
good
you
thing
just double check that one more time, please?
The good thing is that today a high of only 77, so we're having some gorgeous
days
this
week. Wore long sleeves today.
But it's supposed to, like, and this came out of nowhere. I mean, I'm not really, like, following weather much, but, like, it said, like, my wife said, like, to pull in, I forgot what we had out back, but she's like, pull it in because it's, like, 80% chance of rain tomorrow. I'm like, what?
Well, no.
So it's supposed to rain today, like hardcore. This was yesterday.
For the next week.
Oh, the next week?
Tomorrow all the way through next Thursday, it's supposed to be raining every day. But you know how it is. It'll rain for a little bit and then stop. But we're going to get rain. I just realized that I had not turned on my sprinkler system, but I'm like, why bother?
It's funny because, like, grass looks good. Like, mine isn't that bad. I mean, you know, it's like, mine looks pretty decent. And, like, everywhere around Austin looks green. But it's like, it sucks because we can't go anywhere, really. You know, like, there's nowhere to hang out. I mean, I guess go to the park. But
well, at least we can enjoy our yards, right?
that's the one thing we can do, yeah.
Right, Sarah?
Oh, yeah. No, we had a big
I just
want to
make sure you're
planned.
Still there. Okay. Well, I thought you were doing your lawn.
We had a big thing planned for this upcoming weekend, and now we can't do it because of the rain.
Really? Wow. It's going to be that bad?
I guess. Well, we were going to go to, like, my grandparents' who passed away, but the lake house, or like for my stepdaughter's 16th birthday to do something different. And now we can't, because what's the point of going to a tiny, tiny home and not being able to go outside?
Yeah, well, I just looked. It's a lot.
We know who to put the blame on.
Millie Vanilli.
Yes, ma'am.
Got to blame it on something.
Yeah, 90% chance of rain. You know it's going to rain. So good call,
Sarah.
Man.
Good morning. We're Booker, Alex, and Sarah. Let's put you in a good mood. We got a happy stories that will do just that. Come out of this coronavirus. There's some good ones. This one's local. It's making national news.
Yeah.
Share it with you coming up right after Post Malone Mix 94.7. Streaming on your smart speakers and through your mobile device on the radio.com app. If you don't have it, download it right now, will you?
Booker.
What's
up? Hey.
Sarah.
Hi.
This is such a cool story about an Austin brother and sister who have teamed up to help local families impacted by COVID-19 this week with neighborhood food drives. You know, this whole all-in challenge is designed specifically to help feed people during this time. So there are a lot of people that are desperate for food. And Zach and Lauren are this brother and sister, 8th and 5th graders.
Oh, jeez, they're that young doing this? That's awesome.
Yeah, it's really cool. They saw some of their mom's fellow workers got laid off, and they realized that they wanted to help put food on the table for families in need. So the brother and sister passed out grocery bags throughout their Austin neighborhood last Thursday asking for food donations. And then this last weekend, they collected the bags for a drop-off at the Central Texas Food Bank. The best part about it is they were able to get away from schoolwork because they were doing such cool things. They're like, we need to go pick up some more bags, Mom!
All right.
Yeah, we started passing out bags on Thursday. We're so fortunate, so that we wanted to help, and we wanted to give back. we were able to deliver about 100 bags, which is great, and just in our neighborhood. So we can think about expanding and branching out to the other 8th graders and other 5th graders and all kids across Austin.
You know that you're helping the community and that you did it and that the world is a little bit better because you had the creativity to do something about it.
Wow. You are right. The world is a little bit better because of you two.
I mean, seriously, Booker, when having small kids and myself having small kids, hearing that, aren't you praying and hoping that ours turn out like that?
Oh, my God.
Like they sounded so well-spoken, and they got so much food and put that together on their own. That's just awesome.
Yeah, my kids were in the backyard beating each other up with lightsabers over the weekend. Doing
that's
no
fun.
Good.
That's
Text
good.
HAPPY to 51993, and we will send you this amazing story. And thank you very much for doing something great in our city, Zach and Lauren. We appreciate you. Again, text HAPPY to 51993. We're Booker, Alex, and Sarah, and we really appreciate you listening to Mix 94.7. We're also on your mobile device and streaming through your smart speakers on the radio.com app.
Last night in late night, Booker, Alex, and Sarah, Mix 94.7.
I've been to brunches where I've said, this food is to die for, but I've never meant it. Like, when did going to a restaurant become an act of revolution? I miss the days when the only political debate at brunch was, who invited Melissa? And I gotta say, revolting against the government because of brunch has got to be one of the whitest things I have ever seen. This is like a khaki short sale at a hockey game.
You guys, I finally bought something that I've been wanting to buy for years and years and years, and it just took me forever to find the right one.
Spanx?
No, I have so many Spanx. No, I don't want a cat. I finally got a band tee, and I know we've talked about this before. Typically, band tees are like Def Leppard and Guns N' Roses and Led Zeppelin.
Journey.
And there's like a really cool Def Leppard band tee that I would love, but I would feel like such a poser because I could not tell you a single song that Def Leppard sings.
Right.
And so I feel like, yeah, I could get it, you know, because I guess it's cool to wear and it looks neat. But if someone was like, oh, are you a fan of Def Leppard? I'd be like, well, nope.
Name a Def Leppard song, quick.
No, I can't.
Okay.
So I shouldn't get it. And by the way, those band tees, like the OG ones, are so expensive.
They
really
are.
You have to pick the right one.
I found something that I'm allowed to wear because I can name. Ooh, I'm going to put myself on blast, but I bet I could name 5 songs.
Wow.
I will tell you that immediately there was a band that popped in my head, but now I'm starting to wonder.
And it might not be a band, it might be a person. I don't know, but it's like, it's a person.
She doesn't even know who it is.
This is great. This is great. But you don't have to know. Like, that's the thing with these band tees. Like, you don't have to know. You're just, because you're wearing it for the cool factor. Like, I wear, like, a Raiders hat sometimes, and everyone's like, oh, you're an Oakland Raiders fan? And I'm like, nah, I wear it for hip-hop and gangster rap.
I'm not going to wear, like, Hall & Oates when I don't know anything about Hall & Oates.
All right, here we go. Let's try to
Hall
guess it.
Even have a cool band tee, probably
all right.
not.
I've got one that I got at ACL Live. All right, here we go.
It's a person.
What era?
Was
90s?
Ooh, good question.
Oh, you don't even know.
Sarah!
You don't even know who this is.
This is great.
No, I do. I would say 70s, 80s, 90s. 70s, 80s, 90s.
70s, 80s, 90s. And
mostly
it's rock?
The 80s. Rock pop.
Rock pop.
I'm just saying this was in the same category of cool rock and roll. Like, it was listed as a rock and roll band tee
on
the website.
All right.
That I bought it from.
So who would it be, Alex?
I'm thinking of, like, cool factor. And what's funny is that she's already, the ones that she named a little while ago, those are the ones I would have guessed. I have no
clue. But those
are
all bands. And she said this is one person, but then she was confused. So maybe it's not like a Rod Stewart. Maybe it's.
Is it Wham?
But that's not one person.
Oh, that's
two dudes. It's a person. It's a person.
Oh,
so the name is blank blank.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay. So it's one person, big rock star.
Gosh.
Was this person in a band?
No. Okay. By the way, and it's not Bruce Springsteen, but why are there no cool Bruce Springsteen bands in all these sites?
Are there
like, like remanufactured vintage Bruce Springsteen band tees?
All right, I think I know. I think I've got it.
Okay, I think I've got it.
By the way, I think I could wear a Rolling Stones shirt. I just don't like having a big mouth and tongue on my shirt.
Okay, I'm ready. Here I go. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Here's my guess.
Okay.
David Bowie.
No, and I don't think I can name any David Bowie songs.
All right, I got one for you.
Like,
all right.
David Bowie, way too cool for me.
Go ahead, Alex Franco.
Is it?
What is your guess of Sarah's Banshee?
Bob Dylan.
No. But I can name.
Oh my gosh, Sarah.
All right. I know.
Do we get one more guess?
Yeah.
Okay, go ahead. This is fun. I love it.
Oh, man. All right.
One more guess.
I got it. I am so confident with this. Woo! Is it Bon Jovi?
No.
Oh, man.
All right,
good
Alex.
Guess.
All right.
That actually is a band. I just thought Sarah didn't know any better. Here we go.
Is it the Ramones?
No, that's a band.
Well, there's Joey Ramone, the lead singer guy.
No, she doesn't know anything about the Ramones.
That's in a whole other league.
Man.
Think more mainstream.
Well, I'm thinking cool factor, that's why.
Should I give you some hints?
Yeah, give us a hint.
Okay, he dates younger girls. He's married a lot of younger women.
Who?
Here we go, I got it.
All right.
Oh, wait. Well, I was going to say John Mayer, but that wouldn't make any sense.
No, dude.
All right, hold on. I'm going to think about this.
Well, I mean, I said girls, so that takes away one person.
Oh, yeah. I have a guess.
All right, Alex Franco. What is your guess?
Gene Simmons?
No.
From Kiss?
No.
He's all creepy and all the dates. Oh, I guess he's been married forever. My gosh,
Sarah.
Sarah,
I give up.
Who is it?
He plays live concerts. I think I, the other day, was listening to his live show from Shea Stadium.
Oh, I got it now. You ready? Now I got it. I'm 100% got it now. 100%. No way in the world I'm getting this one wrong. You ready?
What if you do, though?
No, I won't. I promise you I won't. Now I know for sure. Unequivocally, I would bet my 401k on this guess.
Okay.
All right.
I'll take it, even though it's probably not worth much right now.
That's true. You ready? Billy Joel.
Yeah!
Oh, my gosh, you Brad Booker.
Yeah, I got it.
Wow!
Isn't that cool? I feel like it's the one I can wear because I know, like, five songs.
Name five songs. Go.
Okay. Uptown Girl.
Don't look at your computer. I see your eyes.
She
the
can't.
Rock and roll song.
Sarah, you might as well just got that damn Def Leppard shirt. Cause you,
my life.
That's way cooler than Billy Joel. You didn't know any of that either.
Here's what's trending with Booker, Alex, and Sarah.
Can't begin to tell you how excited I am about Major League Baseball. Owners approved a proposal that Commissioner Rob Manfred plans to present to players today on a return to play scenario that aims to have baseball back in stadiums by early July.
That's going to be depressing.
My friend made a good suggestion that when football starts up in baseball and everything with fans, get those wacky waving air inflatable things and put them in the stands so you just see stuff moving in the stands.
Seriously, that's a good idea.
Kelly Clarkson will host a virtual shower for moms expecting during the pandemic. Moms and moms-to-be can register up to May 23rd. The shower will take place June 11th, and we'll also feature some of Kelly's celebrity friends. Some people protested outside of a courthouse in Clearwater, Florida yesterday over gyms being closed, and the majority of them protested by doing squats and push-ups. Apparently, they didn't realize they were demonstrating on how you don't need a gym to exercise.
Exactly.
That's
Come
funny.
On.
A nurse in Montreal was starting a new job at a nursing home and wanted a coronavirus test so she didn't expose any of the residents in case she had the virus, but she couldn't get tested because she didn't have any symptoms. So she lied and faked symptoms, and guess what happened?
She had it. Wow.
So I called. I told them that I'd been working at Heron. It was a COVID hot zone. I was around the sick. I was around people who were passing away, but I was asymptomatic. And they told me flat out, no, you don't need a test. And I made up symptoms. I said I had a fever, a cough. I couldn't believe the fact that I had to fight and lie to get a test. And the possibility that I could have gone to my new job and brought it with me is absolutely terrifying.
I mean, this is a woman that was working at a nursing home. She's going to slide right on in.
Unbelievable, man. It's just so crazy how you just don't know if you have it or not.
Could the virus change high school forever? One proposal says schools will need to have students come in for half days in the fall, and that schedule could permanently replace the one that's been crushing teenage souls for generations.
No.
All day long.
No way.
The cops and Leander have identified a suspect who threw steak and lettuce at an HEB cashier because he was mad about purchase limits on meat. You heard that story,
yes,
right?
Yes, no, on Mother's Day. That's the worst, bro. Yeah.
Well, this guy was trying to check out with a bunch of meat, and the cashier was like, sorry, you know, there's a purchase limit on meat. And he got so mad that he actually threw the meat and lettuce at the cashier walked out of the store.
I'm glad they got him. I mean, I saw that security cam, like, still shot of him. Like, yeah, someone's got to know this dude.
Well, he looked exactly like the kind of guy that would throw steak at a cashier.
That's just
ridiculous. Two teenagers in Florida who were caught running around a Walmart coughing and spraying people with Febreze said that they were just trying to be funny and make videos for YouTube. They're both facing disorderly conduct charges. And finally, Alex Franco, your all-time favorite celebrity, Adam Sandler, recorded a song about sleeping through lockdown. Would you like to hear it?
Yes, please.
All right, I'm going to play you the whole thing.
I can't stand him.
You just tell me whenever it gets annoying, okay? Here we go.
It'll never get annoying.
Wake up in the morning, get up on my feet, stretch my arms and legs, then fall right back asleep. Wake up a few hours later, start to toast some bread, pull it out, butter it up, then go back to bed. Wake up at 3 p.m.,
awesome.
Jump into the shower, feel the hot water on my face, fall asleep for 2 hours. Wake up soaking wet, soap all in my mouth, lie down on the couch. My wife shakes me awake, it is almost 10, fall asleep again. I dream that I'm in space, my starship's under attack. I put this ship into warp speed and zoom toward Gorlak. While evading the aliens, I see my good friend Shaq. We run to an escape pod and take a big nap. Wake up the next day, pandemic is over. From the San Francisco Bay to the hills of Dover, they're hugging in the streets, they're f***ing on my block, but I just stay inside and finish the Jordan Dock. Yeah, Michael!
It's not as annoying as I thought it would be, but it just rubs me the wrong way just how a 53-year-old man talks like a 13-year-old kid.
That's his thing, though.
It just rubs me the wrong way. It's just creepy. Ugh. Way to put me in a bad mood.
Sorry.
This put me in a bad mood yesterday when Booker sent me a text saying, RIP Shady Grove, and I'm like, what? And then I hear my wife, I swear, 10 seconds later, saying, oh my God, did you know Shady Grove closed? And I'm like, but Shady Grove on Barton Springs, yeah, they're permanently closed as of yesterday after 28 years of operation in Austin, y'all.
I don't believe it. Like, someone's going to come in. Someone has to swoop in and save.
This is the one to save.
Like, yeah, this is the most iconic restaurant in Austin.
Where else am I going to get my green chili cheese fries, green chili cheese burger, and just sitting outside on that patio and just going to the bathroom in that old Airstream?
Yes. Like, where else are you going to sit in those old boat chairs while you wait forever for an outdoor table?
Seriously, right?
I mean, just sitting under that iconic tree.
Oh, man. I mean, of course, they were doing curbside pickup and delivery like every Austin restaurant, but this just wasn't enough to keep it open. The owners of Shady Grove said that this spring they lost millions of dollars, and then throw in the huge rise in property taxes in that area.
Yeah.
It was just a factor in their decision just to close after 28 years.
But, like, if you change Barton Springs and just put a bunch of condos, like, we lose so much. Like,
so
to
much.
Me, that's the first street that I told Brad Booker to go drive down. That's the first place that I tell people when they come to Austin. It's South Congress and Barton Springs. But to me, it's Barton Springs.
Yeah, for sure. And that's when I was like, that's exactly where I want to live. And I ended up getting a condo right there behind Shady Grove because I knew that's where I wanted to set up shop when I first moved to Austin.
Yeah.
I loved it so much.
Baby A's, by the way, I'm surprised that didn't close before Shady Grove.
Next thing you know, they're going to build a Walmart in Zilker Park.
No.
I mean,
no. It'd
be convenient.
No.
Stop it.
No. So the U.S. Air Force Thunderbirds were supposed to do a flyover today in Austin, but because of some potential bad weather, they are actually doing their flyover now tomorrow. It's part of Operation America Strong. It's going to happen at 2:40. I do not have the flight path yet. They're going to start in San Antonio. They're going to be in Austin, buzz over us for about 25 minutes. So they're definitely going to make the rounds.
That's awesome.
I know. I'm so excited. At one point, we were supposed to get the Blue Angels, which is the U.S. Navy, the Thunderbirds, are the U.S. Air Force, but there have just been a lot of changes. The Blue Angels actually flew over Houston and Dallas, so we're getting a little something different. It's the Thunderbirds. So again, tomorrow at 2:40, and from seeing all the families that just kind of like parked a car in a parking lot and got up on top of their car and washed it, it's definitely something you want to schedule into your day tomorrow.
The Thunderbirds make a little more sense for our area because Lackland Air Force Base in San Antonio. And I believe there's a big Air Force presence here at Camp Mabry, not so much a Navy presence.
They're doing it to support the frontline workers, yes. And you can pretty much bet that they're going to fly over all the hospitals and medical centers.
Totally. Like downtown area, boom. Oh, man, this is awesome. Bro, flyovers get me every time. That's why. One of the reasons why I would go to NASCAR races, bro, the flyover. I'd be crying, I'd be crying before the first lap, bro.
Oh, boy. Cops and Leander have identified the suspect who threw steak and lettuce at a HEB cashier. They arrested him during a stakeout.
Wow.
Dude, no you didn't.
Rest in peace, Shady Grove. Austin has lost another iconic landmark. And the Thunderbirds will fly over Austin, Texas tomorrow at 2:40. Details to come today. That is what's trending. We are Booker, Alex, and Sarah. This is Mix 94.7. We're also streaming online in the radio.com app and through your smart speakers.
Last night in late night, Booker, Alex, and Sarah, Mix 94.7.
Apple has announced that it will begin reopening its American retail stores this week, so don't even bother getting COVID-19 because they're just about to come out with the 20.
By this point, I think we've all heard of the COVID-15. It's kind of like the freshman 15.
Mm-hmm.
The COVID-15 implying that while we're in quarantine, we're all eating like crap and gaining weight.
Yeah, but while both are acceptable, this one is way more acceptable, I think, because there's nothing you can do about it, and everyone's getting it.
Well,
Booker's not.
Booker's not. You're the exception.
But to say that there's nothing you can do about it, I don't know that I believe it. I think it's just an excuse. We're sad. We're lonely. We're indoors. It's easy to eat a lot.
Oh, totally.
But Suzanne is on because her boyfriend has been gaining a lot of weight. And what do you do? Do you say something about it?
Put the chip down.
Hey, good morning, Suzanne.
Good morning, y'all. How are y'all?
It's a COVID-15.
COVID-15.
Oh. It's the worst.
How is he gaining weight?
Okay. I got to tell you, it's my fault. I started baking, all right? My aunt passed down her recipes to me, and I started baking, like, the most incredible sourdough bread and cookies. I even started making pasta. And when I tell you my boyfriend has gained the COVID-15, like, hashtag man boobs.
Oh, no.
All he's doing, look, here's a way to look at it like this. He's just supporting you. That's all.
Yeah, sure. I know.
Seriously.
It's actually really sweet. But, you know, and I'm okay with it. It's cool. But if he gains any more, I don't know. You know, like, it's getting, his boobs can't be bigger than mine. That's
I would take it as a compliment just because, I mean, if he's gaining weight, he's actually enjoying your meals, right?
I mean, it's sweet. I know. But do I say something?
Well, this is tough.
I just want to like say that I did the exact same thing. Like we did Whole30 in our house January, which means we did not eat any bread or have any milk or have any
sugar. Well, it sounds like you've been making that up.
And then all of a sudden,
the coronavirus came around and I was just like you. Like I was making cookies every day. And then a couple weeks in, I was like, oh, I have to stop because... We're all going to gain weight.
Wait, did you stop? It sounds like you're still making stuff.
I make stuff on occasion. Like I will make a bread to go with dinner, but I'm not like making cookies and bread and like cakes all in one day.
Ah, gotcha.
Like instead of like three things, I'm making like one every other day.
Well, to me, and thank you for mentioning the fact that I'm not gaining weight, I'm really kind of at a standstill. I'm not really losing, but I'm not gaining either, which to me is a huge win.
That's like losing weight.
Absolutely. It really boils down to who you are in quarantine with. If you're like Sarah's family and you're just down for whatever because she's got a husband that exercises and two teenage daughters that can't gain a pound if they try.
Right. They burn calories in their sleep like times 1,000.
Then, you know, they're going to be down for eating whatever. And I don't know what's going on at your house, Alex, but I'm really fortunate that my wife is maintaining a super strict and healthy regimen, which really helps me because I could easily get deterred if she's like, how about some fried chicken tonight? I'll be like, yeah, no problem. Let's do it. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah, totally.
So when you have that support, then it's so much easier to do the right thing.
Yeah. She's making all that stuff. He's going to eat it. So get a veggie tray and he's going to eat it too.
That's exactly what I'm implying. Suzanne, it's kind.
It's my fault.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm glad she said it and not you.
It really is. It really is your fault. I mean, you can either be part of the problem or part of the solution. So far, you've been part of the problem. Now be part of the solution. Yeah. Let's all be healthy.
Oh, yeah. I like that.
Yeah.
All right. I get it.
His current record is 1,401 wins with just 122 losses. This morning, Sarah and I reading for Jackson. Jackson lives and works in Circle C from the comfort of his home. He was in the tech support industry. Let's welcome him to Austin's favorite game.
Jackson!
How are you?
Good. Doing well. Thank you so much for calling in to play. Can't be Booker. I'm going to leave the room right now while Sarah asks you these five pop culture trivia questions that she has written. Neither will I be able to hear any of the questions that you answer, nor do I know what the questions are. So super fair. All right. And when you're done, I'll be back to answer the same five. So good luck.
Right.
All right, Jackson, Mr. Brad Booker is out the door.
Right.
All right, here we go. Question number one. Die hard Harry Styles fans know that Harry wears Tom Ford tobacco vanilla to enhance his natural aroma, and fans have found a candle at Target that smells like that, so now it's selling out. Finish the word missing from this Harry Styles song. Watermelon blank high.
I have no idea.
Okay. Sunday night was the second Disney sing-along, and who joined the cast of The Lion King? Because he was Simba in the recent live-action Simba. He also is a pretty famous rapper and a pretty famous TV star.
I know this. I just don't know the name. I can't think. I don't know.
Okay. Rami Malek is 39 years old today. What rocker did he portray in a biopic a couple years ago?
I have no idea.
Okay, you know this. Emilio Estevez is 58 years old today. Who is his brother that used to really like cocaine and strippers?
Jeez.
Charlie Sheen.
And finally, Taylor Swift announced that there will be a new concert special following American Idol Sunday on ABC. What are Taylor Swift's fans called?
I have no idea.
Okay, we'll bring him back in.
Booker!
Hi.
How did Jackson do?
He got one, but it's hard today.
It's hard?
Yeah.
How do you think I'm gonna do?
You're gonna get three.
Three? Wow, okay.
Die hard Harry Styles fans know that he wears Tom Ford's tobacco vanilla fragrance to enhance his natural aroma, and now they have found that scent in a candle at Target, and now it's sold out because so many fans have purchased it. Finish the line in this Harry Styles song. It's the title of the song. Watermelon blank
sugar.
High. Yeah. Do you like that song? I love it. Mm. Watermelon sugar high. I don't really understand it, but it's catchy.
It's just something that he loves. He loves the watermelon sugar.
Oh, the high you get from it? Yeah, it's okay.
I mean, I think it's literal. I think it's not some sort of like subliminal messaging. It's like literally he likes watermelon sugar.
Oh, okay. I also think it makes me think of summer, right? Because when do you eat watermelon? In the summer. So there was another Disney sing-along on Sunday night on ABC, and it featured some of the cast from Lion King, including what very famous now rapper and TV star that played the grown-up Simba in the live-action feature that came out a couple years ago.
Donny Osmond?
No.
We were just talking about somebody who was in The Lion King, and I thought it was Donny Osmond. Who are you talking about?
Donald Glover.
I was kind of confused about the question. You're talking about Donald Glover in the most recent Lion King.
Yep, in the live action.
AKA.
That came out a couple years ago.
Childish Gambino. Yes, I would have never gotten that. Now that
really?
You say it, I know, yeah.
Rami Malek is 39 years old today. He recently played what rocker in a biopic that came out a couple years ago?
Freddie Mercury.
Yes. Emilio Estevez is 58 years old today. Who is his brother that back in the day enjoyed cocaine and strippers?
Who's to say he doesn't still enjoy cocaine and strippers? Charlie Sheen.
Yeah, and finally, ABC announced that there's a new concert special from Taylor Swift that'll air Sunday, May 17th, following the season finale of American Idol. I can't believe we're already there. What are Taylor Swift fans known as?
Swifties.
Yeah, 4 out of 5. You did better than I thought.
You did better than you expected.
This is Jackson from Circle C, and I cannot beat Booker.
Oh, wow. He's on it. All right.
Dang, that was quick.
Hey. Hey, if you're a single woman in quarantine and you're ready to start dating, the good news is men, according to Sarah Osbourne, are finally ready for commitment. We have lost our fear of commitment. She'll explain why in her dating diary. That's on the way in just about 6 minutes right here on Mix 94.7.
Last night in Late Night, Booker, Alex, and Sarah, Mix 94.7.
Some entertainment news. I saw that there's a television series based on the National Treasure movies coming to Disney Plus. And this is strange. The Nicolas Cage role will be played by Joe Exotic.
From the mind of single expert Sarah Osbourne, here's Sarah's dating diary on Mix 94.7.
Coronavirus is making a lot of men get over their fear of commitment. I'm going to read that again, but very slowly.
All right,
to make
please.
Sure you are listening. Coronavirus, aka COVID, is making a lot of men get over their fear of commitment.
Okay.
So men apparently have all these commitment fears, fear of being controlled, of being smothered, fear of growing up. But now as men are at home alone and options are not as easy as swiping right, they're saying, hey, maybe it would be nice to be in a relationship. According to a new survey, 40% of men say the pandemic has made them want to finally take dating more seriously. So social isolation is a cure for fear of commitment. Okay, there's an article in the New York Times from Helen Fisher, who has spent the last 15 years as the chief science advisor to Match.com. And she says, video chats are in, small talk is out. You don't have to fret about who picks up the check, and maybe the biggest plus, you're forced to take things slowly. The pandemic has solved, if temporarily, two of the most challenging aspects of contemporary dating, sex and money. Sex is off the table. Money is now off the table. I mean, what will this world look like if fear of commitment is also temporarily lifted off the table?
Gee.
And people go out to date, this is going to sound crazy, to actually find a partner instead of a one-night stand. What? 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 And here's what I would ask women. Are you ready for that? Because are we going to go from, ugh, he won't commit, to, ugh, he's so serious all the time. I'm just saying.
Whatever we try to do, it ain't gonna be right.
Seriously.
I know. Be careful what you ask for, ladies, and get ready for a whole new type of dating, because once again, coronavirus is making a lot of men get over their fear of commitment, and that is my dating diary.
All right. Thank you, Sarah. Now, I believe that there may be some truth in that. Don't for a second think the guys aren't still going to want to get a one-night stand. Sorry to break it down for you.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.